Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Maybe the loudest crowd all year long. Maybe the loudest crowd all year long. We have a sold-out crowd. We're at the Mission Hy-Vee between Johnson Drive and Shawnee Mission Parkway. We will wedge you in. Chris Wilfong will wedge you in here with his crowbar. We have got the fire marshal on another assignment, so we will wedge you in here. But this group is red and ready to go. And Roddy, are you ready to get back on track? Oh, yeah. We've got a great show for you. We're going to talk with head coach Andy Reid here in a second. And tonight's guest, Leo Chanel. Yes. And we are going to have some fun with Leo. It's a night where, hey, we've been a little spoiled. We have had 15 straight Kingdom shows with a win. And that is the 8th longest winning streak in National Football League history when you wrap it around, at least since the AFL in the Super Bowl era. But tonight, give the Bills credit. They give the Bills credit. They get the victory. But we have a Chiefs Kingdom rule, and you veterans will know. The geeks are here tonight, right? Susie Bling Bling, Snowstorm Sandy, we got Caveman Bob, Weird Wolf, Weird Wife is here as well, Rutting Season, Autograph Geek, and others, Yellow Froman without the Fro tonight. Other Cindy Lou Who is here tonight. The Redcoaters are here. Appreciate the Redcoaters being here tonight. And we've got a lot of folks here also representing Odyssey, and the intergalactic headquarters of Odyssey Kansas City is a mere few minutes away. And so there's a lot of representatives here tonight from that crew that put together the largest network in the National Football League and the network that has the back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Right? And we're going for three. But one of our kingdom rules after a loss is there's no sniveling, whining, or complaining, or we throw you out of here because it's time to move on. In the National Football League, your Chiefs are 9-1, okay? And this just in, that's tied for the best record in the National Football League with the Detroit City Lions on the NFC side. All right, we have the one seed in the AFC. We're the car out in front of the race, right? All right, there's a lot to protect there. And this week we'll play the Carolina Panthers. And do not sleep on the Carolina Panthers. Do not sleep on any NFL team. People have asked me on national shows over the last several years, how has your job or your life changed? Well, I've never been a part of U.S. Magazine before. That was last week with Kels. But seriously, it is the fact that every game's a playoff game. Every game feels like a playoff game when you're trying to fight for that coveted one seed in the AFC. Anyway, you've got to be on your A game every week, and that means going to Charlotte and beating the Carolina Panthers, who have won two games in a row, by the way. They just had their bye week as well after they won in Germany in an overtime victory over the New York Giants. It was the Panthers' first overtime victory since 2015. So the Chiefs are headed to Charlotte to try to get back on track and get to double-digit wins with a 10th victory. A reminder, you can score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Score big points. It means even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score and based on the amount that you spend. For example, the Chiefs had 21 points last night against the Buffalo Bills. You can save 21 cents a gallon with any $21 purchase. The more that the Chiefs score, the more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Tonight, we have as a special guest, we're going to hear from Coach Reed, but again, Leo Chanel is going to be our guest tonight. And with Leo, we got people lining up, but when Leo blocked the field goal, he was able to put the hammer down. People are lining up outside already to get their picture taken with Leo. You can too if you're in the neighborhood. This is an amazing Hy-Vee. One of my favorites. And Chris Wilfong is here tonight. He makes sure it's one of my favorites. But we're at the Mission Hy-Vee, again, between Johnson Drive on the north end and Shawnee Mission Parkway on the south end. We'll wedge right in between those two great avenues of our city, and we got a big crowd tonight. But we have room for you. We'll find a spot for you if you can make your way out here. So, again, tonight, Leo will be our guest. It's Panther Week, and got to give it up, too, for Noah Gray. Noah Gray had his first two-touchdown game of his career. Noah continues to elevate. Yep, give Noah a big chin. And that is huge. You got it. Most of the folks are already lined up. They're out already by the vegetables and the fruit. That's pretty cool. All the way to floral. So Leo Chanel will be our guest here coming up in just a few minutes. But when we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid with an exclusive interview that I taped with him earlier today. We'll have that after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down 10 for the Raiders at the Kansas City 11. 27-13 Chiefs. They load up the right side. Bowers also over there, the talented rookie, tight end. Scrambling to his right is Minshew. Pump faking, chased by Chenault, and pushed out of bounds. It'll be no gain on the play. And Leo the Lion, the former Grantsburg, Wisconsin Pirate, was coming with his eye patch after the Raider.
Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Tonight we're at the Mission Hy-Vee. It's between Johnson Drive and Shawnee Mission Parkway in Mission. And we'll have Leo Chenault on. But first, let's check in with the fourth winningest coach in National Football League history and the winningest coach in Chiefs history, Head Coach Andy Reid, thanks for being with us tonight. Coach, always love these Monday nights because we get your perspective after you've had a bit of time to marinate on it. Your thoughts overall on the game last night against Buffalo.
Yeah, well, listen, it was two good football teams playing each other. We came up short, obviously. There were some good things that went on. There's some things we can learn from, and that's the important part. And so we dig in, and we look for answers as coaches, self-evaluation, and what we can do to help teach the players to better themselves and thus better the team. And that's really where we're at right now. We'll meet with the players tomorrow and have a chance to go over some of that with them. And I know that they'll do the same. They'll self-evaluate. And they spend so much time doing this and trying to be the best they can be. So that's this will help us be even better.
We love it when Pat does it, when he reads a blitz, sees the hot. How much credit do we need to give Josh Allen here? We're such a good blitzing team. Some things the best since your early Eagles teams with Jim Johnson. But his ability last night for Josh to make the right read and hit the hot and make a big play.
Yeah, no, listen, he did a good job. He did a good job with his feet. He did a good job with that part of it. I liked Connor's interception when he had that chance. That was a nice shot by him. But listen, Josh, you got to give him credit for some of the things that he did there.
In the red zone, outstanding now for really four games. Denver, so good at defense, but to go 3 of 3 in the red zone in this against this team, how much of that is a boost moving forward starting this week with Carolina?
Yeah, it'll be important. I mean, we've got to dig in on Carolina and study them and exhaust ourselves on them. That's what you do. And they're coming off two big wins, and so they're feeling pretty good about what they've done, which they should. And we've got to make sure we're right as we go in there.
How big was it for Xavier Worthy? I called it a slice route. Looked like a slice route to score. And how much of that is to add on to be good in the red zone as well as just running the ball and doing other things?
Yeah, he did a nice job of that. And then you got a chance to see his speed there. he would add another touchdown. Earlier, if Pat would have been able to see him there, like Pat was saying, maybe he gets it to him a little bit earlier, and or if he drags that foot, it would be something he can learn from, which will also be a positive. I thought he really had a good game, though.
In your 26 years as a head coach, though, how much of an adjustment is where in college you don't have to drag the toe, but in the NFL, how much of that is a learned trait by a young receiver?
Yeah, it's a learned trait, especially when you have that much ground that you're trying to catch up on. So he's driving himself from the numbers or the hash there, coming back to the sideline. Just knowing that distance is the toughest part. When you catch one on the sideline and drag your feet, that's the guys can normally handle that. Or if it's outside the numbers, they normally can handle that. But when you've got to gauge it in with that distance as you're looking up for the ball, that's a little something different.
When fans go to training camp and to our practice field, there's a red line between the numbers and the boundary. So it's almost another section of the field. How much of that is part of this for Xavier to learn where the play is going past from the red line to the boundary?
Yeah, the red line's important because that's kind of how the defense uses their corners, and the sideline is that extra man. So they're going to keep that part there, knowing that they can rally through that part, the defense, I'm saying. So as an offensive player, you want to try to capture that red line and then know where it's at. And that helps you be aware of the sideline. It helps you also aware of your vertical game, where you're not making the quarterback make these high, high, high percentage throws the closer you are to the sideline, where you can actually give the quarterback space to feed you away from the defender.
Noah Gray, just the fact how much of a weapon he has become, especially when D-Hop and Kelce get all this attention, but then his ability, you used him as an H-back and got him a touchdown in the red zone. How much has he grown in his versatility?
Well, you see the trust that Pat has him there, because that route, got extended. And so Noah knew exactly what to do to get himself open. And Patrick trusted him and ended up shooting him on it. So, but we've kind of moved Noah all over the place. And that's helped. And he's done a good job with it.
What does it say about his mental capacity, too, to be able to move all over the place and handle it well?
Well, he's using all of that Duke education for sure.
We're the second least penalized team in the league. You and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and you said something that just left an impression on me where you said a penalty takes a play off the page. You're not only losing the yards, you're erasing a play. Two big penalties, the one hold, we're driving to take the lead, I think on possession seven of the game. But what about that dynamic? And we've been great so far this year. Only one team has fewer penalties than we have.
Yeah. Anytime you take something away from yourself is a problem. It can be a sack. It can be a loss of yards on a run. It can be a penalty. These are things that you know, as big as your game plan sheet is, you've got X number of plays there that you have in the base, your first, second down plays, and it just chips one off. I mean, once the defense sees it, they've got an indicator of what you're doing with that look. So, and at this level, it's hard to repeat some of those. So with that, you know, we just got to keep, and then if you do it in a crucial situation, it's twofold, because now you look at the percentage of scoring off of penalties is ridiculous in this league. It's very tough to do. So you add that into the mix too.
And as the years have come on, has that been more difficult to overcome those for any team when you get one of those, like a hold at the midfield to back you up, and now you're behind the chains?
I don't know. It's just, maybe we keep better stats now, but it sure seems like it's a lot tougher now.
Yeah, and overall, as you mentioned this week, going into this week of staying and refocusing against a team that maybe is getting a little resurge in confidence here, and then Chuba Hubbard, we know about him at Oklahoma State in these parts, but this is a team where I guess trying to get everybody's attention this week to be spot on.
Yeah, well, that's why you focus on the game at hand, and you take and exhaust yourself on it. And it's important, no more important than this week here. I mean, they're coming off the two big wins, so we've got to make sure that we're on our A game.
Harrison Butker's been so great for us. How did Schrader do overall, you think, yesterday?
Yeah, listen, I thought Spencer jumped in there and did a nice job. I was happy for the kid. That's a high-pressure situation there. And all of a sudden you come into a new team here, and that's not easy. And you got all eyes looking at you. They're not quite sure what you're all about. And you've got to make sure that you keep your composure right. And I thought he did a good job of that.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go get ready for this one against Carolina to get back on track and stay on track. So thanks for being with us tonight. We got Leo Chenal. I got to ask you about Leo and how much his game has just kind of exploded. And it feels like since the postseason of a year ago and how he's grown.
Yeah, we asked Leo to do a whole lot defensively. We've had him on the offensive side for a couple different times and did a nice job there. He's a special teams guy that's one of Tobe's primary guys. He's primarily a very good defensive linebacker, and he can rush the passer. He can cover passes. He does it all. So.
Do you tell him to get in the four-point stance when he's in there on offense? Because the Smith Center side of me goes, all right, let's go. Was that you or is that him on his own?
Well, we told him three-point, but that's he took it up a notch. So
okay, we'll let you go. But he's an awesome young man, and we're going to dive into him. So, all right.
Find all those redheads out there.
They're your coach. All right. Yeah. Head coach Andy Reid. We'll be back with more from the Chiefs Kingdom after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. Is Lutz, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Fraboni is the long snapper.
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
Oh, what a moment! Woo! Welcome back to the Mission Hy-Vee. And that was huge because the Broncos thought they were going to win the game. A 35-yard field goal well within Will Lutz's range. And it was blocked and huge. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the hero of the moment, Leo Chanel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. When you do that, you can pick your hammer. Which one do you want? You want Thor's hammer, the red hammer, the gold hammer?
I'm a big Marvel guy.
Okay, there we go.
So when do we do this?
When you snatch victory from the Broncos in one of the biggest block field goals, not only in Chiefs history, in NFL history, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. That's it, man. Thor's hammer! Oh, my God!
No!
Oh, man down! Man down! We're good.
All right. We need a bigger hammer.
Oh, no, we're good. We need a bigger hammer.
We need a bigger boat.
Bigger hammer. Bigger. We got man slipping.
There it is.
It's on tonight. It's.
Thank you.
On. It's on. It's
a little
on.
Improv.
You
good?
Kels even brought this up on New Heights when he was talking to Jason because he was talking about you. And on draft, it was the draft fest. And you had just, the day before we drafted you, and you remember, I asked you, I said, what do you bring to the Chiefs kingdom? And you said,
violence and physicality, baby.
There it is. Mm. And all of you tonight just saw it.
There it is.
And the greatest hammer drop in the history of the Chiefs Kingdom Show by Leo himself. Oh, Leo, that's awesome. Let's go back to the block kick and just what happened. And you guys were thinking, okay. And we talked over it on – and Chris Wolfong's here in the staff. Look at this. He's on it. He's great. So walk us through that because it looks like, oh, gosh, 35-yard field goal. It's going to be easy. Just heard all the play-by-play. Walk us through that and why you guys knew we're going to block it.
Yeah, I mean, as players, we kind of have the same, you know, same feeling as the fans. To be honest, it's like, all right, we need to get a stop here. And, you know, they're getting first down after first down. And, you know, we're not getting the things done what we wanted to do. So it's kind of that sinking feeling like, oh, it's a shorter and shorter field goal. All right, punch the ball out, do whatever we can. We didn't get the ball out, you know, force a fumble. You know, a lot of us are thinking like, all right, we just got to let them score here. You know, but Coach Spags, knowing, you know, legendary Coach Spags, he's like, no, we're not letting them score. And, you know, we kind of heard that. We kind of felt that. And, you know, there's just like this hope and this feeling, you know, in all of us. And we're getting that push all game, a good push all game with, you know, the guys we have, the get-offs, just the effort. So we kind of felt, you know, we could get something, you know, just going through the game and just having Coach Spags behind us, you know, trusting the field goal block team. And then just going out and doing it, timing up the snap, getting good push, driving, and just, you know, timing it perfectly. We're, you know, jumping and then reaching your arms out, and the rest is history.
Yeah, J.R. Ammons is here tonight. He's a big Bronco fan. I don't know. He wandered in here. Get him out. I think he's just enamored with you, like, oh, my gosh, this guy. But anyway, what an incredible moment and just belief in you guys and you and George. There were a lot of heroes here, right, because Jack was involved, Jack Cochran. D-Nod, even Derek Nottie got in there, like, clogged the drain.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you really, like, look at it, like, the end zone view of it on our side, every single guy, like, on our squad was just locked in. You know, Derek Nottie, he swiped the hand of the guard going down, so usually the offensive guard will lean, you know, use his hand to just hold himself up. But, you know, he swiped the arm perfectly, allowing him to fall over. George to, you know, come in there and, you know, get across the line, free him up too. So, you know, you had Derek Nnadi on that side. You had George, who would have blocked it, you know, if I wasn't there. You know, he was just outreached, just a huge tower, and he kind of landed on me, tackled me, because he was mad that he didn't get it. No, I was kidding. But, no, so you had a bunch of guys there. Jay Reed, I thought he could have got a holding call on that one too, you know. So he was coming around the edge. Like you said, Jack was there. So we had a whole rally of guys.
That was...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge. Again, Leo Chanel's our guest tonight. What an incredible block field goal. All right, last night's game, we lose 30-21. We're now 9-1. We get ready for Carolina. Your thoughts on that game? And I thought Josh Allen had a heck of a game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback. You know, everybody who watches knows that. You guys know it. So credit to him. You know, creating plays not only with his legs but with his arm. And I just thought, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't get stops in third and long. You know, we talk about we want to get them in third and longers, you know, because they kind of thrive in the third and shorters, especially with the QB sneak and just the run game with his legs. And, you know, we did a decent job of getting them in third and longers. We just got to, you know, just focus in and hone on the details on those third and longers to get a stop, you know, because that's where we want them to be. And then, you know, big fourth down play at the end of the game there. And, you know, we were just really close. We had all the routes covered. And, you know, again, like, he's dangerous with his legs, so, yeah.
Yep, but we're moving on, right? All right.
And getting ready to play the Carolina Panthers. I want to ask you about one thing in that game, and one thing that's and we talked about it on Defending the Kingdom. If you get a chance to go back and find it, it's on the Chiefs app, and you can find that also on the Chiefs YouTube channel. It's an awesome interview with number 54 here. But not only playing the run, but playing in coverage. It's become a thing in teams, like when they put us in base. Like I noticed last night, they went to big personnel and threw the ball. Like dealing with that. As a linebacker core, not just that, but as an entire defense, depending on, you got to be ready to play the run and coverage no matter the formation.
Right. And, you know, that just challenged me to get better. You know, not just having those moments in games where they're testing me, but in practice as well, knowing, you know, that's what teams are going to do. You know, we're playing the run so well as a defense. You know, our defensive line is getting some push. You know, linebackers are getting downhill. DBs are filling off the edge. So, you know, they're going to have to give us those looks in the bigger personnel when they bring in three tight ends, a fullback, you know, et cetera. But so it just challenges me to grow and put myself in uncomfortable situations and continue to get better.
One of the most exciting plays against San Francisco, they got Kyle Juszczyk, Harvard guy, right? We played against him in both Super Bowls. They run him on a wheel route down the boundary. We tricked him because we had Leo on him and knocked it away. I thought you might pick it. But what about that play? Because I was super fired up, and your linebackers coach, Brandon Daly, goes, man, he was waiting for that play. He wanted them to run that play.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about picking it. You know, that's a little down the road as I develop my DB skills, you know, learn from Trent and, you know, those guys. But, yeah, I mean – We were talking about it all week. Like, we know how we play the run, especially against San Fran, getting downhill when they go in that two back. I look like we want to get downhill. We know they're trying to run the ball, so we knew it was going to come sooner or later. You know, the last time they showed it on film, it was to an open side, but they schemed it up to my side that time, to the close side where the tight ends lined up. So I kind of knew, like, the offensive linemen were given like a high, so I knew his pass, and I'm like, okay, here it comes. He's kind of eyeing me down and trying to be kind of sneaky about it. So we talked about it all week, and, you know, we got it.
That was huge. It was awesome, man. You played that so very well. But you told a story on Defending the Kingdom that I think that, because when you made that play, when you were coming out of the draft, you were a great player at Wisconsin. Few Badger fans out there, the UW, but a GM told you what?
Yeah, I mean, not to be named. You know, it's coming out of the draft. You want to hear all the criticism possible. You want to know if you should, you know, declare for the draft. You know, I declared early, so it was a big factor. Like, okay, I want to hear all the information. You know, stuff like that. And you know, he's just going through things like, Yeah. Like, I mean, you coverage, you know, liability, you know, you're not good. You're not going to get better. And, you know, I can handle someone saying, like, you're not good, like, you struggle, you know, but it's another thing to say, like, you're not going to be better. You know,
he told you that.
He did. And so it's, you know, it's something that just kind of like, you know, like, what the heck is that? And so it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a blessing, you know, that God gave me. It's like, take anything that, you know, can be perceived as bad, you know, and perceived as negative, and use it as a positive to fuel you.
For sure. Well, you've turned it into a positive because you have two Super Bowl rings. You're 7-0 in the playoffs. I mean, it's turned out pretty good here, but it's so fun to see this defense grow and the class of 22. We've had several of you on the show. I love the class, one of my favorite classes, but just the who you guys are. I have said this. I said people would hire every one of you. They would work for every one of you, because someday I think you're going to own your own business. But just how special the group is and how close-knit you are, and to think of what you guys have accomplished in 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's special. You know, you've got such a great group of guys across the board. And, you know, I can't emphasize it enough, just the humility, just the hardworking nature of the whole class. And, you know, it's really the culture. You know, it's kind of like a dynamic thing. It's like, you know, we're giving, you know, what we can give to the team, but it's the culture around that Coach Reed and, you know, the whole staff has built. And, you know, it's kind of, we're just kind of feeling each other. And it's just pretty special. You know, you guys see it too, just what we've been able to do. And, you know, we just got to keep it rolling. That's all that matters right now.
And I would say unselfish. It is the most unselfish group I think I've ever seen. They don't care who gets the credit, and they take turns making the big plays. So the class of 22 deserves a big hand, including Leo Chanel. Okay. Not only was the block big, and we just relived all that, including the hammer, the greatest hammer moment in the history of... You took out Dustin Kolk with the punter who broke the...
I don't know about that.
No,
you,
it was
that.
Pretty close. Anyway, I don't even know where I was at. So, but a moment when you blocked the kick allowed you to get the signed jersey from Travis Kelce. Kelce went through that with us last week. We heard his version, right? What's your version of the story?
You know, I saw, like, you know, a quote about it. Somebody was like, you know, I've been waiting, you know, a couple of years for this. You know, I thought I earned it. I don't know. Someone made that part up. I didn't say I thought I earned it. But, but no, it was just a really special moment. Like, it really made me, like, emotional, and it was just really cool for me. You know, like you guys heard, like, I've been waiting so long for that. Like, my rookie year, kind of approached him, and you know, I didn't end up getting it. And, you know, to be honest, looking back on it, it was kind of just assuming and a little bit disrespectful to Kelce. You know, asking my rookie year, I haven't, you know, accomplished anything personally. So, I mean, looking back on it, I thought it was pretty disrespectful. So I was just like, all right, well, you know, I'll just give it some time. I don't want to touch it right now. Like, so I'll just wait for, like, a big moment, like a turnover or some crazy. So, you know, after the blocked field goal there, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just try to, you know, try to work into it. You know, so I went up to him, you know, after the game, and I'm like, hey man, do you mind if I get a signed jersey here? And, not knowing that it was the record tying, not knowing that either. So I went up and asked him. He's like, man, I'll give it right off of my back right now. And then I made sure to let him know, like, all right, well, I'm just saying, like, you rejected me my rookie year. I'm just, you know, I'm saying. No, I just slid that in. But, no, he's such a cool dude, such an inspiration to me, just what he brings, like, every single day in the off season, even, like, you know. Just I'm a younger guy, and I, you know, I'm get tired, and, you know, the same thing, and, you know, but he's just bringing, you know, energy every single day, and he's been such an inspiration, just the positivity that he brings, and, you know, especially the record tying setting jersey. And I approached him, I'm like, dude, please, like, is there any way, like, you can take it back, you know, whatever you need to do? And he's like, nah, man, no, you're good, just take care of it for me. So that was pretty cool. And so it's one of my most, like, treasured items I have, you know, ever right now. So,
well, I don't know if you heard what he said about you last week, but I mean, he loves you, dude. He's you've earned his respect for sure. Now, that's enough football stuff, because let's get into this guy. He's fascinating, because he played high school ball in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Just so you know, the population of Grantsburg, Wisconsin is 1,341 people. The Pirates, right? But you revealed to me on Defending the Kingdom, you actually are from West Sweden. Is that right? Did you grow up in West Sweden?
I mean, yeah, our house, we live on a lake. You know, my parents still live there. Like, we grew up in West Sweden, yeah.
Okay. And then they gave you NIL money to go to Grantsburg?
Yeah,
or
yeah, okay.
Yeah, as I say, well, Wisconsin high school. No, it's cool. Now, here's where I'm getting there. He's got a beautiful, awesome wife and a beautiful little girl, Randy. Did you meet Randy at Wisconsin?
Yeah, I met her at Grantsburg. You know, so she, I moved there my freshman year of high school for whatever reasons, and you know, she turned me down. You know, my freshman year. So
this is like Kelce, right? This is Kelce, Randy's Kelce here.
Oh yeah,
right. She turned
never
you down.
Ending story.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, she turned me down, and, you know, I was just basically fighting for her for a few years, and you know, junior year finally got back with her. Got with her.
Okay, know. First time. All right. Yeah. So, Kelce, you blocked the field goal to beat the Broncos, which is none of us will ever forget it. We'll talk about it the rest of our lives. What was the moment that you knew, okay, I'm going to try it again with Randy for the 43rd time? Maybe number 43 works.
Man, it was just really just fighting off all the guys that were trying to get with her. You know, she was, you know, she's beautiful. You know, that's how it goes. You know, especially in a small town. You know, you get limited selection. You get so I mean, she stands out. You know, obviously, but just in terms of numbers, not because, you know, small town people are.
You know, no, we got you. Dude, I grew up in a town same size. So
small town people are beautiful. Yeah. You know.
They are beautiful.
But,
thank you.
You know, yeah, definitely. Randy stands out, and you know, so I was just really trying to fight for her.
So, who was the dude you had to beat out in the semifinals and the finals? Remember the name?
I'm not saying a name. Okay, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Because we'll go after him. I mean, that's just the way we are here at the Chiefs Kingdom. So now, did you take her to prom?
Of course. Yep.
Junior year?
Junior year.
Senior year?
Senior year, I left early for Wisconsin, so I didn't.
Did you go to prom your senior year?
I did not.
Who took Randy to prom? Do we know?
No, we don't know. Okay. The world may never know.
It's time to put the hammer down on that dude, whoever that is. We're going to find that guy. It is awesome. We got more about this whole area of where he grew up. Again, Leal Chanel's our guest tonight, the fantastic linebacker, the Kansas City Chiefs, number 54. And we'll be back with more from Leo after this. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
So now to try the PAT will be Jake Moody to try to put San Francisco back up by 4 points. The kick is blocked! The kick is blocked! This could be advanced! The PAT is blocked by Kansas City big because it keeps it at 3 points. And a field goal could tie the game. Shamari Connor covered the football and no chance to advance the missed PAT. The missed PAT. The missed PAT, ladies and gentlemen, in Super Bowl 58. It is the most forgotten play of that game because it set up the entire rest of the day and the sequence. It was blocked by our guest tonight. Give it up once again for Leo Chanel, our guest, who blocked that PAT. I remember when you blocked it, I go, it's not four, it's three. That changes everything. How big was that moment for you?
It was pretty cool. Obviously that was my first blocked one. You know, even high school, college, the pros. So it's pretty special because that field goal block is one of those, you know, phases or part of the game. It's like you do it so much, it repeats itself, but you very rarely get something positive out of it. You know, very rarely affect it where they miss, and then even more rarely affect it where you actually block it. So it was pretty cool, especially on the biggest stage, you know, wait for it to, you know, saving it all in just for the biggest stage. It was pretty special.
That was huge, almost a double huge. All right, Grantsburg, Wisconsin, 1,341 people. Actually, West Sweden, where you were at before they gave you the NIL money, 700 people. It's a beautiful area, but I got to ask you, have you eaten at the Country Cafe on Main?
In Grantsburg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. Come on now.
Specialty?
I'll go back and forth. I love biscuits and gravy. Yeah, I got to say, biscuits and gravy are my favorite.
That's okay. Good. Good answer. Joker's Bar and Fun Alley.
I've been there. I've been there. Everybody says I don't know, but I'm not a huge drinker. Right. So I've gone a little bit since, you know, when I come back. You know, I go hang out with the boys, meet some old friends and stuff like that. But, yeah, I've definitely been there.
What's the fun of Fun Alley?
What's that?
What's the fun of Fun Alley at Joker's Bar and Fun Alley?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, good.
I'll go there now.
That's good. But have you been to the Foxhole at the American Legion in Grantsburg?
Yeah. Yep.
How's the Foxhole?
I've been there. You're exposing me.
So we're going to get him to Smith Center. Some of you have been to Smith Center, right, for our big home on the range celebration in the spring. We're going to get him there because we got all these kind of places in Smith Center. It's just the same, man. Now, West Sweden, have you been to Polecat Crossing?
What's it?
Polecat Crossing. Said it's in West Sweden somewhere. Polecat Crossing?
No, man. Out in the country, man. You don't know what goes on over there.
I don't know what goes on. What about the B&H Rover Retreat?
Man, you got the right one. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been looking this stuff up. Fallon? Where's Fallon?
Fallon. That's where Randy grew up, actually. Fallon, yep.
Okay. We've got this. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
Now, there's some room between Fallon and West Sweden and Grantsburg, so... You guys met, like, in between somewhere?
Place. Yeah, we'd ride our bikes, you know what I mean? we're, like, 8 minutes apart, so.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's great. Now, you need to know this. Has anybody binged on Supernatural, the show? Anybody? I can see it's a super.
Yeah, come on.
Cindy Lou Who has.
Come on.
Right, yeah. So, I brought this up on the Defending the Kingdom podcast, and I got a reaction at you because I didn't. Grantsburg, Wisconsin, 1,341 people, is the setting for Supernatural Season 9, Sharp Teeth. Your hometown. Have you seen this episode? Because you've binged on it, right?
Yeah, no, I'm binging on it right now. It's my second time around, so I've seen the episode. You know, you got those shows. You know, you got to watch it a second time. You got to wait like 4 or 5 years. You know how it goes when a show's that good. Yeah. So I was pretty excited when I saw that.
So what happened? Did it surprise you, or did you know it was coming?
No, I didn't know it was coming. Like, you know, the first time I watched, you're saying?
No, yeah, they were like, you're going, what, Grantsburg, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way. Like, I see, like, you know, small towns in Wisconsin here and there, like, throughout the show. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, dude, there's no way. And I check out the setting. I'm like, all right, Canada, eh.
Canada.
I don't know.
Yeah, we flew over Canada, I think, to get home last night. Again, Leo Chanel's our guest, the fantastic linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Just got to ask you the thing. Offense, when you were a star, obviously he was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Wisconsin. I don't think that's any surprise when you were in high school. And you played running back and linebacker. Probably no fun tackling, I'm guessing. Okay. How many... Have you seen Leo line up on offense when we go to that three-back flip-bone look thing at the goal line? And you went in a four-point stance.
Four-point, man. Most effective way right there.
Tell me about it, because I asked Coach about it. I was asking Coach while you were getting the pictures taken. He goes, yeah, we thought we were going to do it. Then he's in a four-point stance. Okay, talk to me about it.
You know, it's kind of a long thing, you know, in the works there. We actually, like, practiced it last season. We were going to run it. I think I was ready, like, right by Coach, you know, ready for him to call the package in. The death row personnel, they call it. you know, it was like AFC Championship game, I think. So, but we finally called it, like, early on in this season. And, you know, I like, a little rusty, you know, with my blocking. I used to block for my brother as a fullback in high school. It was pretty cool. But, you know, a little rusty. I definitely got to work on it.
You didn't get to carry the ball? Your brother carried the ball?
Well, I had my moments. I had to wait till he was gone. You know, he was a big-time guy, too, so.
Wait a minute. Okay, and I love the scripture, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You had to wait on Randy. You had to wait on the jersey from Kelsey. You had to wait on getting carried the ball, man. He's a waiter, right? You must be an awesome waiter.
I guess so, man.
Yeah, it all works out, man. Those who wait, man, patience. But it's called the death row package.
Yep, death row.
Death row. I can see why when you see the three guys that are lined up in that thing. I don't want to give away secrets. Carolina's probably listening. Is there anywhere in there that we give Leo the ball? Wait a minute, and let's preface it. That we've thrown to Wanye. We threw to Caliendo yesterday. I mean, Leo gets the ball?
I mean, you gotta earn it, you know? I gotta work myself, you know, into it a little bit. I can't say that we have it planned right now, but, you know, hopefully. Wiggle my way in there a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Who wants to see Leo carry the ball out of a four-point stance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we need to talk to? Big Red, Pat, Nags? Who do we talk to lobby for you? Because we'll all lobby for him, right?
Coach Spags is my biggest supporter in that. He's like, oh, we got to get you the ball, man. Like, what are they doing over there? We got to get you the ball. You know, represent the defense over there.
So Spags is checked off. We need Nags now.
Oh, yeah.
Get that checked off.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to let you go into the evening, and thanks for having some fun with us. Again, a remarkable human being. Awesome dad. He hung in there, got Randy, right? Way to go, buddy.
Yeah. Biggest win.
Way to go. One more time. Which one do you want? Except we're not going to hit the table this time, but that's okay. Which one do you want?
Is this a new hammer, or you just put it back together?
We just put it back together.
I don't know if I trust it.
No, you can try it.
All right, I'll be a little more delicate.
We're getting ready to beat the Carolina Panthers. You cannot sleep on the Panthers. It's the NFL. We got to stay in the one seed. Leo Chanel, the rest of the Chiefs Kingdom, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Guilty. We're good.
There it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Leo Chanel. Let him go into the night. All right. We'll be back to close things up. After this, you're listening exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. That's awesome.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
He's go three safeties here. Broncos have third down and 8 at the Kansas City 27-yard line. Broncos 5 of 10 on third down conversions.
3 minutes deep into the fourth quarter with a five-point Bronco lead. Shotgun snap to Wilson. He's had hit, sack from behind. A blitzing Leo Chenal gets his second sack of the season. And Wilson never saw him. Goes down at the 36-yard line, a loss of 9.
Welcome back as we close out this show. Man, these how good are these guys? How good are these shows? It's like the best ever. And two hammer smashes, right? And let's give it up to Caveman Bob, who's been making some hammers, but he's going to have to go back to the drawing board on this one. So, anyway, thanks to Leo. How awesome is Leo Chenal? Fantastic. As we got to get back on track and go beat the Carolina Panthers. I don't have Justin Reed here to read this because he did the best job of reading it, but the KC takeaway sandwich is huge. And it's back. A little more Louisiana spin to it. If you've had some, it's got a little kick to it, just like Justin Reed can kick. So can our new kicker. How about Schrader the kicker? He's in there smoking him out. Yeah, it's good. All right, thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese, Creole seasoning, on and on and on. But the cool thing is proceeds, a portion of the proceeds for every sandwich will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. So thanks for to Leo for being on with us this week. And where are we going next week? I'm trying to remember where we're going to be going. Raytown, that's right, Raytown, the closest one to the stadium, actually. And that will be next week on Monday night after we come back with a victory against the Carolina Panthers. I won't even say what next week is. It's a big week because we got to focus on beating the Carolina Panthers and Chuba Hubbard. Their best player is Chuba. So get ready. We'll sick Leo on Chuba in that one. But thanks for being out here tonight. Stay tuned. We'll tell you who our guest will be later in the week when we find out who our guest will be. But thanks for being out here and being so red and real and rowdy. You guys are awesome. And we'll just do it this way, nice and safe. We're going to Charlotte. Time to beat them. Last time we were there, Eric Berry had a pick six. 8 years ago. It's time to put the hammer down. Next week, we will be at Raytown. Thank you, geeks, for reminding me. Let's go get Carolina. Lift up Leo, the waiter, the best waiter around. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks to Shotgun Jackson, who's our helper tonight. Kelly Will, Grace Bolander, and others that helped us out tonight. Thanks for joining us on this evening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.